Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes. The doors are open. The spring 2024 round of Pruning to Prosper is now open. So ladies, if you are interested in running your home efficiently with God at the center of it all, then this is the program for you. It is going to be Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, beginning April 18th. So it'll be April 18th through May 23rd on Thursdays, 10 to noon. And we will have daily accountability and group chats to support you. So it's less time than the winter session, and the price is also less. $200 for 6 weeks, 12 hours of coaching and live Zoom calls with me and accountability. So take advantage of the less time and the less cost for this round of Pruning to Prosper. Grab a friend. It's always more fun with a friend. And you are going to talk about who we call to be. We're going to declutter. We're going to work out that grocery budget of yours. We are going to get a meal plan for your family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for an entire month. We're going to talk about how we all feel overwhelmed, how we can implement some routines to make the overwhelm lessen. And finally, we're going to talk about finding our tribe, because we can't do this alone. We need our tribe of friends. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, please check the show notes for the sign up, and I will see you on April 18th. Take care. Good morning and welcome to a Saturday episode of Pruning to Prosper. On Saturday mornings, we spend just 5 minutes decluttering a very small area of your home so you can begin to feel the freedom and the peace that comes with a home that is decluttered and kind of running smoothly. It's easier to clean, it's easier to manage, and most importantly, it physically frees up the space for you to do what God's calling you to do. Because I get it. Sometimes there's just excuses, but other times there are legit reasons why you can't get started. Maybe you need that back bedroom to be cleared out because you want to make a home office. Maybe it needs to be a nursery. Maybe it's so you can exercise. Maybe it's so you can do your rosary in the morning. Maybe it's so you can homeschool. And there are legit things you need to just physically remove from your home so you can do what God's calling you to do. And hopefully, I'm here to help. All right, so on Saturday mornings, we begin with uniting our work with prayer, because I find personally that if I am praying for somebody else when I'm doing a task I don't want to do, it's going to get done. If you're in the private Facebook group for Pruning to Prosper, all through Lent, I did Beachbody workouts, which I do not like to work out. But if I say in that Facebook group that I am praying for you and that's your day, then you better believe I did a workout for you, because I don't know, there's something about it. Maybe it's a little bit of like pressure, responsibility. I don't know. But if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Okay. So offer up this task for someone that is coming to your mind right now. Secondly, there are always things in life that we don't feel like doing. And a lot of times it's stuff that has to do with our home, whether it be cooking or cleaning up or decluttering or stuff like that. So why not do it in the most enjoyable way as possible? So unite this task that you don't feel like doing with something that you enjoy. So put on some music, save a good chapter of that Audible book. Or if it's something you need to do as far as office work or paying bills, take it outside, take it to a coffee shop, take your computer somewhere else that's a better location than your home, you know, a place that's a little bit more inspiring, okay? And lastly, what is your reward that you're going to give yourself for getting the job done? Now, whenever I work with budget clients, I always say, please keep your rewards in line with the efforts, okay? So we're not going to pay off $100 of debt and then go for a $200 shopping spree. Does not make sense, right? So if you're going to work for 5 minutes and maybe you're going to empty the dishwasher, maybe the coffee is percolating as you're emptying the dishwasher, and that cup of coffee is your reward, okay? So keep it simple. Try to keep it free. We don't want to go into more debt for decluttering here. So that's my tips and tricks. Let's begin. Today we are going, it's another category that's a little bit difficult. Last weekend I had you do greeting cards. And the reason I save kind of harder things, more personal things for, it's probably been 2 years that we've been doing this decluttering on Saturdays. It's because you build that muscle of decluttering. Okay, so it's going to get harder. And when I work in someone's home privately and I help them declutter, if it's too hard, we just skip it. That's it. We skip it. And maybe today is a day that you just want to skip it and you're not ready to tackle this. And that's okay. But for those of you that are ready to tackle it, let's declutter stuff from your ex. So ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands, let's talk about it. How about we start with high school, okay? Perhaps you have prom photos. Perhaps you have a yearbook with a very personal inscription from a previous love. Maybe it was your first love. And maybe those things you're going to keep, okay? Again, you can keep anything you want as long as you have room for it. But maybe there are some other things from high school that you would rather say goodbye to. Maybe it's letters, maybe it's cards, maybe it's the corsage from prom, maybe it's the flowers from graduation. I don't know, whatever the ex gave you, or perhaps it was movie studs used from outings or dates that you guys had. Are you ready to get rid of those things? And especially if you didn't marry that person, you know, like, what are you keeping it for? And does it bother your spouse? If your spouse doesn't care and you don't care, keep it. I don't care. Maybe your kids think it's funny. Maybe you want to show your kids. I don't know what's going on in your house. But if you're ready to get rid of it, take this 5 minutes to get rid of it. Now, let's move on to, say, a college boyfriend. And as you get older, I think sometimes it can get harder to part with these things because it was probably a more mature relationship, you know, if you didn't end up with your high school boyfriend. So perhaps you still have got, you have a sweatshirt, or perhaps you have, you know, an apartment key that you guys maybe you lived together in college or something. Is it time to get rid of those things? Can you thank God for the years that you had with that person, the time you had with that person? And just say, it was good. It was a blessing. It made me learn a lot of things. It contributed to the woman that I am today, but I'm ready to move on. Now, let's move on to an ex-husband. I have had a few clients in my in-home decluttering business that are divorced. And this is a very hard one, especially if there were children involved, especially if there was a lot of trauma involved. And if you're just not ready to do this today, then don't do it, okay? But if you're ready, and maybe you want to start small, maybe you want to start with very insignificant things, maybe you want to start with something that when you look at it, it's painful. And just remember, you don't have to keep anything in your home that causes you to have pain or bad memories. If one of your kids wants this for their house, then offer it to them, or just say, you know what, this is really hard for me to look at, and I really don't want to come to your house and look at it. Would it be okay if mommy got rid of this? And I'm sure your kids are going to support you if, you know, they remember the process of the divorce and how painful it was for everyone. So, you know, I've had clients that they've held on to wedding gowns and they're like, you know what? I divorced this guy 20 years ago. I don't know why I still have the wedding gown. And it was very like kind of a joke or funny, or it's like, try it on one more time. Let me see what you look like, or let's look at the pictures. And sometimes they save the pictures for their kids. They don't want to look at them, but maybe you can make a box for each of your kids of your wedding photos, and you can kind of divide things up a little bit. So you're not really getting rid of them, but it's kind of like off your plate. If there are bigger things that you picked up in travels, or just some harder things, if you still like it, you know, let's say there's a work of art or a piece of jewelry. If you still like it, enjoy it. Okay, it doesn't have to just be about the person. It could be about the memories or that season of your life, you know, and or maybe you overcame something hard together. You know, I'm sure there were good times too. So don't forget to celebrate and remember the good times too. All right, we're down to 14 seconds, and I know this is a really hard topic. It's a really hard one for me to even talk about and talk through. So if you are struggling with this, I'm going to stop the clock right now. If you're struggling with this topic today and you feel like you could use a little Zoom time with Gina, definitely send me an email because I want to help you guys. And if you're struggling with getting rid of any of this kind of stuff, then I just want you to know that I'm here to support you on that. And if you got rid of some stuff today, maybe you gave it away, maybe you packed it away for your kids, maybe you threw it away, maybe you burned it, I don't know. But I wish you a very good Saturday, and I wish you healing on your journey wherever you are as far as ex-boyfriends or ex-husbands go. I pray for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on Wednesday for another episode of Pruning to Prosper. Take care.